Nearly a year ago, the State Law Enforcement Standards Board tried to give direction to dozens of police agencies that use tasers. The board's recommendation puts stun guns at the same tactical level as pepper spray and below that of batons and firearms. Since then, a study done on swine at the UW-Madison shows that tasers can cause ventricular fibrillation. That's a very fast, irregular heart rhythm that can cause death. The results are preliminary. Biomedical engineering professor John Webster says the next step of his research on pigs will be to find out how likely it is a taser could kill a human.
Right now, Amnesty International says that 150 people have died after being shot by tasers, but they don't say how long it is after they were shot that they died. And if the taser electrocuted the heart, why, the person would faint within 30 seconds. And in many cases, this has not happened.
Evidence was presented to the State Law Enforcement Standards Board last year indicating some deaths of suspects who were tasered might be related to drug use. In the UW study, pigs under anesthesia were shot with a taser to determine how close the dart has to be to the heart to be deadly. The average distance was 17 millimeters from the hearts of the 10 pigs tested. Animal activists object to the research. The study is funded by the U.S. Department of Justice. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.